We'll take up Senate Bill 10. It's to revise certain township election committees provisions. Mr. Chris Nelson from the Secretary of State's office.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Chris Nelson, Secretary of State's office. We've spent a considerable amount of time over the past years reviewing state election statutes and making sure they are what they need to be. One area that we have not spent a lot of time looking at is township election statutes. Township elections are conducted a lot differently than our normal elections. This past year, we've embarked to look at some of those township election statutes, and that's what Senate Bill 10 is all about. We found some provisions there that were quite antiquated and some things that we thought ought to be beefed up a little bit. Section 1 in particular deals with an election that might be called to abolish a township, and especially if you look in lines 12, 13, and 14, kind of a different balloting procedure was prescribed. They hand you a ballot that has a yes or a no on it, and you erase the one that you don't want. And that's just a little bit antiquated for the way we do things today, and so we want to fix that up. Section 2 says that if you have a petition to abolish a township and that vote fails, you've got to wait a year in order to revisit that particular issue. Section 3 deals with who votes in these township elections. And current statute says in order to vote in those township elections, you've got to be a registered voter there and a resident. We're not changing that. But we get into this gray area of what is a resident, okay? And so what we have done is we've defined resident using the very same definition that we use over in our municipal and our school chapters. Same with one exception, the Senate did put on an amendment stating that you'd need to be a resident there for 30 consecutive days within the last year in order to qualify for that. And then in Section 4, townships more and more frequently are having ballot question elections, bond elections, tax opt-out elections, etc., and there's currently no provision for absentee voting in those kind of elections, and we think there ought to be, and so we've specifically put in a reference to absentee voting for those elections. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Further proponents on Senate Bill 10? Ms. Brock.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Gail Brock with the Association of Towns and Townships, and we've been working with Chris and his office and the State Elections Board on this piece of legislation to update some of the language that was there, and feel that this will clarify the election process for the townships. It did come to our attention when we had an election this spring in one of the townships on abolishing the township that the ballot was to be in pencil so they could erase yes or no, whichever way they wanted to, and we thought maybe that should be updated and changed a little bit.
Thank you, Ms. Brock. Further proponents on Senate Bill 10? Seeing none, are there any opponents on Senate Bill 10? Opponents? Seeing none, we will go to questions of the committee. Representative Hargens.
I have a question for Chris Nelson. Would absentee voting be allowed for the officers too then?
No, Madam Chairman. It depends on the situation. In a normal township election, the answer is no, because the candidates are nominated from the floor, and therefore nobody knows who they're going to be ahead of time, and so it's impossible to have an absentee ballot. There are some townships that are allowed or have chosen to use nominating petitions to nominate their candidates. And if a township has chosen to use a nominating petition to nominate their candidates so that the names are known ahead of time, then they do have absentee voting.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Seeing none, we will close to committee discussion and or action. Representative Roden.
Madam Chairman, move do pass.
Representative Roden moves do pass. Representative Merchel seconds that. Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll on the do pass motion on Senate Bill 10.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Hargan?
Aye.
Colbert?
Aye.
Lindt?
Aye.
Merchel?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Penny?
Aye.
Jennifer?
Aye. Senate Bill 10 goes to the floor with a unanimous vote.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hansen. Representative Hansen has moved consent. Second. Representative Hargan seconds that. Discussion on that motion. Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Senate Bill 10 goes to the floor on the consent calendar.